Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Hey, you know, before we get into everything, I get a ton of emails, you can imagine. And coming off SHOT Show, especially, you get a whole lot of email. I don't even know how half those people find you, but they do. And you get some really cool stuff. And I like looking at that stuff because I'm a junkie when it comes to that stuff. You know, all the gun stuff and all the cool accessories and all that. I like stuff like that, you know. Ads in magazines, gun magazines, that's part of the magazine for me. I don't flip past that stuff. I like to look and see what's out there. And there's one distributor out here. It's Glock Parts and Accessories. I won't name the name. Not necessary. But, wow, they've got some dynamite custom machine slides for the Glock 17. I might have to break down. I might have to break down. But, you know, I carry that gun with me everywhere I go, for the most part. That's my go-to gun. It has been for many years, among others, but that's predominantly my go-to gun. And you know the old saying, don't blank with your carry gun, right? So I either have to buy another one and blank with it, or I have to blank with my carry gun. I'm not sure how I'm going to do this yet. But I don't think I can look at this stuff and not do this. Hey, I'm going to go right to my first guest. Oh, before I do. I just did a couple segments on Brian Fisher's radio show over at American Family Radio Networks. Did Janet Mefford's show. That'll be airing this week, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. Not sure when. But did some great segments with Janet as she was guest hosting for Brian Fisher, who was out sick. We're hoping he gets better. Great radio program nationwide. You know, I don't know, a couple hundred, 300 stations across the country, something like that, where we had an opportunity to talk about what we talk about here, which is always fun to do. And a number of columns. And we're going to pick up that discussion today. I got a little bit bold this week on my position with Democrat gun owners, and I'm sticking to it. I'm pretty much fed up with it. And it's absolutely time that Democrat gun owners look themselves in the mirror and give me and you some answers. Because I'm tired of them getting a free ride. I'm tired of them getting a free ride. And I'm looking forward to having that conversation with my next guest now, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, how are you today? Thanks for being here, brother.
I'm slightly frosty. I decided to go out on a walk, and then the rain started.
Well, you were in Vegas for a week. You were stuck inside a hotel, but then you got out in that range, and I saw some of the cool stuff, and I talked to you while you were still stuck out there. So at least you got out of the hotels, right?
I did. I got to spend a wonderful day with a couple of great manufacturers. I had Joe Tingahella from Beretta took me and several friends out to the Sporting Clays range there. And then I got to spend some quality time with my good friend Jim Fuller over at Rifle Dynamics, which was great.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of shooting, and I know I saw some of your columns, and one of them in particular was, you know, the one good thing about being stuck out there because of the storms this week was you got to do just that. In fact, when I called you, I said, welcome home, and you said, I'm not there yet. I'm still here. In fact, I'm on the range getting ready to go pew, pew, pewing, which was great.
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, you called me when I was on the range at Pro Gun Club in Boulder City with Jim Fuller and another friend of mine.
So that's a lot of fun. Congrats for that.
It was enjoyable. I got to play with a little Scorpion machine pistol Jim built, a PKM.
Ooh.
And more AKs than you can shake a stick at, including some one of a kind prototype stuff. So
okay, when you were done shooting all those amazing guns, you didn't feel like robbing a liquor store or anything?
No, but okay. I'll tell you, I was kind of tempted to try to convince Jim to put one or two of those into a rifle case and ship them in my direction.
Oh yeah, you know, the AK-47, did you see the story today about the AKs being built now in, I believe, what, Pompano Beach?
Yeah, a former distributor for Kalashnikov bought the name. It's not real AKs, but it's close. What he did is Kalashnikov USA bought the rights to the name.
Right.
And so they're going to be going down to Florida. I believe they originally had a small facility in Pennsylvania, but they're moving down to Florida, and then they're going to open up a larger facility. So
I have to have one.
To see how those guns work.
I have to have one. In fact, I have to have another one. I've got a number of AR-15s. My first sport rifle was an AK-47. You know, I bought that gun, Bob, back during the Clinton ban, you know, when it had the thumb hole stock?
Mm-hmm.
And it was an Arsenal SLR-95. Remember those? It's great little guns.
Absolutely.
I mean, that thing was a tank. It was a workhorse. I had more rounds downrange in that thing and absolutely loved it. And then after the expiration of the ban, I went ahead and changed the stock out and turned it back into what it should have been. You know, the thumb hole stock that made the gun less lethal or something. Isn't that what it was? The thumb hole stock made the gun less lethal, right?
Exactly. You know, the
in the hands of a criminal.
Matters on the gun.
I thought so. I knew you would back me up on that. Something like that. Something crazy on that stupid ban. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with that gun. I haven't owned. I traded that gun in a while back, and you know, I do not have an AK-47 in my home arsenal. I need to fix that,
we're
don't I?
Have to fix that. I grew up as an AR guy.
Yeah.
And got into AKs, and unfortunately, I got in on the high end with Jim. And it's both a blessing and a curse, because once you've shot a really quality AK by either Jim Fuller or Mark Krebs over at Krebs Custom, it's really hard to go back down to your rank and file AKs. It's just, you know, once you pull the trigger once on a gun that good, you're spoiled.
They are workhorses. I mean, they are absolute workhorses. You can throw those things in the muck. You can do what you want to them, and those AKs just perform. They just flat out perform. It's an amazing platform and a fun platform to shoot. I also owned an AK-74 version, different caliber, a little bit harder to find the .45, but nonetheless, really still an amazing gun. Went back to traded both of those guns in, and picked up a few more AR-15s. Yeah, that's right. I have more than one AR-15 in my safe, and I don't rob liquor stores.
That's an arsenal, isn't it?
It is an arsenal, and I have a BB gun, and my son has a pellet gun, too, so that's considered an arsenal in some areas of the country, from what I understand.
Indeed.
But I digress. Hey, so yeah, I got to get the AK. I've been looking at some really cool gun stuff today, and I'm looking at some of these. Give me your opinion real quick. You don't mess with your carry gun. That's the general rule of thumb, right?
Well, it depends. In what context do you not mess with your carry gun? Are you talking about not changing it out frequently, or are you talking about making different modifications to it?
Making different modifications to it. The general rule of thumb is you shouldn't modify that carry gun. That's the general rule of thumb. A lot of people do, though, depending on what gun they have. Now, I'm talking specifically about my favorite go-to, and that's a Glock 17. And there's a number of Glock parts and accessories companies out there that will machine for you your slide and really just make that a kind of a fun toy. Now, that's, you know, I just go out and buy a new Glock 17 and play with it. You know what I mean? What's your suggestion? Have fun with it, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're, you know, as far as carry guns go, I think probably your best option for a G17 is you definitely want to swap out those horrible factory sights.
There you go.
Yeah, get a good, you know, and I'm not going to tell you what to get because everybody's different.
Right.
But I tend to lean towards sights that have that are set up in such a way that you can use the sights to rack the gun, and I want metal sights on it. Because that rear sight in certain training classes, if you go down a hand, you're going to have to find a way to rack that slide. And the best way trainers that I know have found a way to do that is use those rear sights to grab a hold of your gun belt and use that and push down and use that to rack the slide. If you do that,
you know, Pincus has got those claw sights. Pincus got those claw sights. You know, he of course he highly recommends those. But yeah, there's a number of different options. I think I'm gonna start having some fun with that. Just kind of trick it out a little bit, just for fun, because I can and I have plenty of guns and I can just add another 17 to the arsenal and maybe finally start having some fun with that thing. You know, hey Bob, you have got some great stuff out at BearingArms.com. I mean, more stuff than I can keep up with over there. You know, we were talking with Jen on the show yesterday, and I loved a number of her columns. And I just wanted to get from you, before we go into the next segment, a post-shot wrap-up from you, and then we'll start covering some of the stuff that you have been writing about over at BearingArms.com. And I want to throw a couple of my ideas at you and get your thoughts, too. Give me a post-shot wrap. What did you think of the show this year? Now that it's over and it's in the books about a week out, your thoughts?
This year was a very busy show. I thought there were a heck of a lot more women than I've seen in previous years. Every year there tends to be more and more women. I think the manufacturers are getting smarter about designing products that are actually friendly to women and not just throwing the color pink on it and thinking that that'll cut it.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. But, you know, they're creating firearms that are easier to manipulate for different size people, and it shouldn't matter whether you're male or female. And so their ergonomics are getting better on guns. I think people are really starting, some of the manufacturers are starting to grasp human factors research stuff.
So overall, a great show, though. Overall, you really enjoyed it?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about some of the points I've been making this week and some things I want to jump on because I think it's important and some of the stuff you've been writing about. I'll be talking with Bob Owens, BearingArms.com, right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How the heck are you today? Always the best part of my day, talking with you about all this cool stuff. Can we really talk about this every week for an hour? Oh, my gosh. Every day for more than the time we have here. This is, in fact, the fastest hour in radio. I'm talking with Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining me today. Glad you're back home safe from Vegas. And I know it's been a long week out there. It must feel kind of strange getting back out there with some snow, huh?
It's a lot cooler.
It definitely is that.
But it's good to be home with my wife and kids and the pets, you know, who tackled me when I came in the door once they figured out I wasn't a robber.
Yeah, they love you. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun when the dogs and the dogs love you and they just jump all over you?
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, tell me something. Washington State Representative Jay Rodney, and you have a writer who, Betty, over at BearingArms.com?
Betty I have DeGrace, a writer named Betty.
Betty DeGrace wrote a column posted by Betty DeGrace. This politician got tired of hearing hypocrite gun grabbers. His comeback will leave you cheering. Take a listen.
Okay.
Take a listen to this exchange. Now, this is Washington State Mercer Island Chief Ed Holmes. Government's role should not be in transaction history of selling firearms. Take a listen to this exchange. And this is in Washington State. Then we're going to lead into the Democrats. Take a listen. Let's see if we can pull this up here for you. Can we do this?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ed Holmes. I'm the police chief on Mercer Island. I've been with the department for coming up on 22 years and the chief coming up on 10. People look to their law enforcement agencies to keep them safe. When we take guns off the street from people who should not have them, that is a step in the right direction. That helps to keep our community safe. But if we then turn right around and sell those very same guns, that does not keep our community safe. And I'm thinking specifically of when those guns get in the wrong hands. They were in the wrong hands once, they could be in the wrong hands again, and heaven forbid, the second time, they're involved with killing an innocent person or a police officer. I do not want to have on my hands, on my conscience, the fact that a gun used in that kind of a crime was at one time in my evidence room, and I didn't take advantage of the fact I could destroy it. Government's role should not be in a transaction history of selling guns.
All right, now I want you to take a listen to this, Bob, and you, listener, because what you're going to hear next is a Republican representative respond to the police chief from Mercer Island in Washington State. And I want you to note how he responds, and then after the response, I want you to listen to how the Democrat at the head of the committee responds to him in anger. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Thank you. There's a question from Representative Rodney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And your last comment about government should not be in the business of selling guns, you should tell that to the Obama administration. But be that
Representative Rodney, Representative Rodney, what's your question?
My question. So, Chief, I understand that, you know, I would assume that every firearm that you sell is subject to a background investigation, background check, correct? I mean, you don't sell those firearms to citizens who are without a background check.
Right. And when I say government selling them, I mean, I don't physically sell them. Our police departments don't. We sell them to dealers who then turn around. And yes, there are checks that the dealers would run. But, you know, there's that risk. Like I say, they were in the wrong hands once. They could certainly be in the wrong hands again. And why are we in the business of being on that transaction history?
To establish, though.
You have a follow-up, Representative Rodney?
You're not suggesting that the background check system is somehow incomplete?
I'm not talking at all about the background system.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob, that cop just got nailed.
Yes, he did.
Flat out nailed on 2 points. And I thought it was, more than anything, I thought it was interesting that the committee chair just went, what is your question? What is your question? The moment he slammed Obama. Just your overall take on that whole exchange.
Well, you know, we're sitting here and dealing with people who would rather deal in fantasy and invective than they would in reality. And, you know, we have a police chief, and let's be very honest here and point out the fact that police chiefs are incredibly political. They are political appointees that will do and say whatever the mayors who appointed them want. So in this instance, we have a Democrat police chief kissing the butt of a Democrat mayor. It is that simple. That is what Ed Holmes is doing. Is he's kissing butt to keep his job.
All right, that leads me.
Democrat politician with a badge.
And so Democrat politician with a badge.
Yeah, and so he got called out by Rodney, who pointed out the fact that, one, we have a rogue government that is giving guns to criminals via Fast and Furious. And he pointed out that, you know, you're not giving guns to anybody. You're selling guns back to dealers who use the background check system. There's a problem with the background check system. You know, it's on those people who are not properly utilizing the background check system, which is something the NRA has been trying to fix for years. They've been trying to get people to get better data in there. There are 7 million records that are not in there that should be.
Well, interestingly, another point, too, on this, I think where the Republican representative, Jay Rodney, was also going was Washington State just passed expanded background checks. And he nailed the officer, the Democrat politician officer, again, when he said, so you're telling me there's a problem with background checks. You see, they got all the background checks they wanted, supposedly, in Washington. Yet it's not good enough. And Jay Rodney pointed that out. Not only did he point that out, he pointed out, in fact, what you just mentioned, and that is that they were in the business, that the Obama administration, through Fast and Furious, is in the business of selling firearms, illegal transactions themselves. And what I thought was funny about the whole thing was that the little Democrat, you know, tow liner, whatever you want to call her, just went crazy when he attacked the Obama administration. What's your question? What's your question? I could have had fun with that if I was him, but he maintained his composure, and good for him. That leads me to this, Bob. Democrats. Mm-hmm. Democrats. The Democrat Party is 100% full-throated, full throttle after our gun rights. It's not the Republican Party. It is the Democrat Party. Over the past couple of days, I've been making these statements that Democrat gun owners have some serious, very serious soul-searching to do at this stage of the game. We have an election coming up in 2016 that is absolutely vital as it pertains to our right to keep and bear arms. The Democrat Party has made coming after our guns its number one priority. Hillary Clinton has made that one of her top priorities on the trail, on the campaign trail. And it is now time that Democrat gun owners step up and call them out, because I'm sick and tired of having their backs, Bob. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of them getting a free ride from people like you and I defending the right to bear arms, which in turn defends their right to bear arms while they continue to pull the lever for the people who come after our guns. Now, I'm going to ask if you can give me 5 minutes, can you stay through the break to respond to that, and then I'll let you go. Is that okay? Can you make it?
Yes, I can.
Beautiful. We'll see you in just about. We're getting ready to take a break right now, and I want you to respond to that, and then we'll have to let you slide because I know you have to go. Thank you for staying through the break with us. Just kind of think about that. They're getting a free ride on folks like us. And I'm getting kind of tired of it, Bob. I think it's time they step up and tell their politicians that they vote for that enough is enough. Be back with Bob Owens and get his response right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A pleasure to have you here. Bob Owens was kind enough to stay over the break with me. Bob, I want to get right back to you. I'm pushing this. I want to keep pushing this, Bob. I'm not going to let up on this. I've been hard on the Democrats for quite a while because it's their party. Look, facts are stubborn things, Bob. It's a Democrat party coming after our firearms. There are a lot of Democrats out there who say, hey, shut up. I'm a gun owner, and I'm a Democrat, and I get tired of you hammering me all day long. I get sick and tired of it. My response to that is tough crap. When you're pulling the lever for the people that are coming after my rights, you're guilty. You're responsible. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not real sure, and here's why. Most conservative and libertarian gun owners can be convinced to be a single-issue voter and make gun rights their primary issue. Many of the Democrat gun owners I know, if you try to make them choose my way or the highway, they have other issues that are more pressing to them than gun rights. And so I'm concerned that if we do go and try to force that issue, that we're going to alienate them and lose their votes. Now, what can we do? I think we can point out that, look, if you push for somebody like Hillary on the national level, and certain senators that you're going to lose your gun rights, and so it would be bad to vote for these individuals. And so don't, you know, if you want to vote for Democrats in other offices, that's fine. You know, if you want to vote local, you want to vote state, House of Representatives, maybe even your senator, that can be fine. But if you vote for either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, who are the top two contenders right now, then you're really, you know, going to shoot yourself in the foot. And so I think we can selectively make that case, but I'm worried that we make a blanket case that, you know, you either support guns or you support the Democrat Party, that we're going to end up losing folks.
All right, and that's fair enough. That's a fair statement. I appreciate you responding the way you did. Here's my take on that. And then I know you're busy, and I'll let you slide, unfortunately, because I'd love to keep you for the whole hour. There's a story breaking in the Washington Post that Virginia's reciprocity is being restored. I'm going to be talking about that for the remainder of the program. Where I'm going with the Democrats, we're not going to get those Democrats who have there are Democrats out there who have other issues than guns. Maybe it's health care. Maybe it's gay marriage. Maybe it's whatever it is liberal Democrats like more than gun rights, and I completely understand that. That person is lost. That person is not the person that I'm trying to reach. But there are also a lot of Democrat gun owners out there who really do love their gun rights and who I believe can be flipped to become single issue. As Obama stood on the bully pulpit and told the NRA, we need to find members within your party and so forth to flip sides, we need to find the Democrats to do the same thing. And my point on that is this. You can pull the lever for whoever you want to. That's what makes America great. But if you're pulling the lever for the gun grabber in the national election in November, don't come to me and tell me you're a gun rights supporter, because you're not. You're a Democrat who likes guns, period. But you are not a gun rights supporter. There's a difference between the two. Hey, Bob, welcome home. Love you to death. Thanks for everything you do. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. And thank you for staying through the break, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great day and spend some time with your family. You deserve it. That Vegas trip is a long trip. I know that firsthand experience. Welcome home. Wow. The Washington Post is reporting right now, right this second, Virginia will once again recognize concealed carry permits from other states. What? How did that happen? You may remember that Mark Herring, Democrat, imagine that, ended gun owners' reciprocity, permit holders' reciprocity in 25 states by failing. Now, unilaterally, one man has the power to do this. That's inherently wrong on multiple levels to begin with. But I digress. One man in Virginia, no doubt with the backing of McAuliffe and Bloomberg and others, and I'll prove that to you in just a second, wiped out Virginia permit reciprocity with 25 states. That means you, Mr. Tennessean, or whatever state you may be in, whose permit is reciprocal with Virginia's, can no longer carry your gun in Virginia when you travel on business or pleasure. Maybe to visit family. Whatever your job does, millions of you go to Virginia. No more, because Mark Herring said so. Mark Herring said that. And, of course, he said that with the blessing of America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe. And it was all vindictive because he got his butt kicked in the previous election. Bloomberg lost millions of dollars. And Virginia voters said, we're not buying what you're selling, pal. And this was their sleazy response to that. Well, of course, that's had millions of gun owners across the country up in arms. That one man, with the backing of America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, Clinton crony, carpetbagger, can make a decision that affects the constitutional rights of tens of millions of Americans who travel to and from Virginia on personal and business. Today, just an hour ago, less than an hour ago, 20 minutes ago, McAuliffe, quoting from the Richmond or from the Washington Post, McAuliffe, America's sleaziest governor, plans to announce today that Virginia will restore handgun reciprocity agreements with nearly all states in a stunning reversal of a firearms policy that had angered Republicans and gun rights advocates across the nation. Now, here's the thing. It shouldn't have just angered Republicans and gun rights advocates. It should have angered all Americans who find it wrong that one individual, with the backing of America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, can unilaterally, instantaneously wipe out the constitutional rights of millions of Americans. You think about that. He could have done that with your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment protections, and on. Continuing. The about-face is part of a deal that McAuliffe struck with Republican leaders 1 month after Attorney General Herring ended the right of gun owners in 25 states to have their concealed carry permits recognized in Virginia. That's an astonishing statement. 1 month after Attorney General Mark Herring ended the right of gun owners in 25 states. Now, the reason it's 25 states, for those of you who might not be up on this, is because Virginia had reciprocity, reciprocal agreements for concealed carry permit holders in 25 states. And if you lived in one of those 25 states, your permit was accepted and recognized, hence the reciprocal agreement, in the state of Virginia when you traveled to Virginia for work or pleasure. And conversely, your state recognized Virginia's. As a result of this one man's unilateral decision, your state would no longer recognize Virginia permit holders either, because that's how reciprocal agreements work. So that is an incredible statement that somehow has to sink into you. I don't care if you like guns. That doesn't matter to me. What you have to respect is our Constitution and something called rights. We do not selectively choose our rights. And one man, one Democrat, does not have the moral authority, supported, of course, by America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, does not have the moral authority to tell millions of residents in other states. So listen to that statement. It says, this is Obama's America. 1 month after Attorney General Mark Herring, Democrat, of course, ended the right of gun owners in 25 states. That's an incredible statement. In exchange, as we go to a break, Republicans will agree to a major concession. Anyone subject to a permanent protective order for a domestic violence offense will be prohibited from carrying a firearm for the 2-year life of the order. The issue had been a non-starter in the Republican-controlled General Assembly. So I'm reading this for the first time live with you here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But there is a fascinating statement I want to read from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. You know, the rabid un-Americans who hate your rights and love the fact that one man, with, of course, the supporting of America's sleaziest governor, can end your rights. We'll be back to discuss it right after this.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios getting ready to wrap up this hour, fastest hour in radio, of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, filling your prescription for freedom. You can join over 109,000 responsibly armed Americans who have absolute peace of mind today with 1.1 million. 1.1 million in protection. And if you do it today, you get $485.66 in free bonuses. That's the USCCA Self-Defense Shield Platinum Plus, which offers you 1.1 million. In protection, civil defense suit protection, instant criminal defense protection of $100,000, $10,000 immediate bail bond funding, $500 a day compensation if you are unfortunate enough to have to go to court because of defending your life with your firearm, and on and on. In addition to that, you get Responsibly Armed American 10-pack for free over the course of the next few days. You can check this all out at USCCA On Air. You get the Armed and Ready Training DVD, 8-DVD video set. You get the Armed American Training Series, Tim's new book, Tim Schmidt, the founder, Guns, Freedom, and the American Dream autobiography. You get that for free. If It Is to Be, It's Up to Me, the Emmy-nominated movie about the USCCA, that's free. You get the Best of Concealed Carry magazine, that's free. Hats, pins, stickers, and all kinds of cool stuff. USCCA On Air. Make sure to check that out. Okay. This Virginia story is fascinating when you dig a little bit into this. McAuliffe, America's sleaziest governor, said this is a bipartisan deal that will make Virginians safer. Now, his spokesperson said that, Brian Coy. He's the spokesperson for America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe. He says it also demonstrates that Democrats and Republicans work together on key issues like keeping guns out of dangerous hands. Now, that's nothing but a bunch of talking point blather, because Terry McAuliffe didn't want to concede to anything. He didn't want you to have your right to keep and bear arms. He was working in cahoots with Mark Herring. They're the two that colluded to put this together. They didn't do it so they could get a concession and take it back. What happened was, there's darn near a civil war going on in Virginia over this un-American proposition. And that's what it is. And Virginians are rising up. The people are speaking. Now, it's interesting because you've got the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, This is a rabid, un-American, gun-grabbing machine, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is. And in a Facebook message, the CSGV said this, that McAuliffe had bragged, quote, about his administration's aggressive new approach to confronting the National Rifle Association. What the hell does the National Rifle Association have to do with any of this? The answer is nothing. But they're so angry, these people at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. They're so angry. And this is what they do. They take it out. You know, this they just can't see. These people are seething. They're just vicious, angry people. They're haters. And he said that they bragged about, quote unquote, his administration's aggressive new approach to confronting the National Rifle Association. Now he's preparing to cave to them. As far as we are aware, there is not a single gun violence prevention advocate. Good heavens. You can pass it without even laughing. As far as we are aware, there is not a single gun violence prevention advocate in Virginia who was informed about this deal before it was done. We all stand in opposition to it. Let's analyze that, shall we? First of all, what is a gun violence prevention advocate? That goes up along there with gun safety, right? Coalition to Stop Gun Violence doesn't teach gun safety. Gun violence prevention advocate is code word for gun grabber. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has never met a gun law, gun confiscation law, gun control law that they didn't absolutely embrace, leading all the way up to confiscation. This is the organization that calls for your neighbors to have you swatted if you are lawfully carrying your firearm in your state openly. And they see it. That's who we're talking about here. Gun violence prevention advocate. That's laughable. These are un-American freedom haters. They're un-American haters. They're flat out un-American. Any tactic to take your firearms, take your rights. But what does that say? What we all stand in opposition to. In opposition to what? In opposition to one man not having the authority, with the support, of course, of America's sleaziest governor, Terry McAuliffe, to be able to turn the Constitution on its head. They support, in other words, Mark Herring's unilateral ability to, what did it say up here? What was it said? Ending the rights of gun owners in 25 states. So that's what they support by their opposition to what was just done. Now, I'm going to withhold some analysis on this only because I'm just seeing this with you here now. I want to talk with Phil Van Cleve up at Virginia Citizens Defense League and get some comments from him. He and I spoke earlier in the week, and I'm looking forward to talking with him to see if we can bring him on the program tomorrow if his schedule will permit. Because the supposed concession, anyone subject to a permanent protective order for a domestic violence offense will be prohibited from carrying a firearm for the near or for the two-year life of the order. Now, as far as I know, that is already federal law. So don't hold me to that. Let me look into a little bit more of that. We'll do that today, and we'll come back and talk with you a little bit about that tomorrow. But it is fascinating to see the response. Number one, this obsession with the National Rifle Association. Mark Herring, the Democrat, imagine that, Attorney General, unilaterally, according to this column, what did he say? Oh, let me read this to you. It's important. Ended the rights of gun owners in 25 states. Where's the NRA in that? Virginia gun owners, Virginians of all walks of life, spoke up and said, wait a minute. Who the hell do you think you are that you can do this? You know, I guarantee you there's a good Democrat out there that said, well, wait a minute. If they can do that with my guns, they can do that with my books. And I don't like that one person can do that. That much I can promise you. So thanks again, America's sleaziest Governor McAuliffe and your Attorney General henchman, because you probably flipped a few votes. Don't be surprised to see Virginia go red. in 2016. Yeah, don't be surprised. America's sleaziest governor has not been good for Democrat politics in the state of Virginia. That much I can promise you. Because as is always the case, they just tick everybody off. That's what Democrats do. Fire everybody up. Make something up. Throw it at the wall. See if it sticks. Embarrass themselves. Let's be as un-American as we can. So this is quite a turn of events here in the state of Virginia. And here's why. Because McAuliffe and Herring didn't do this to make a deal with the Senate or the House. That's not why they did this. It wasn't in their interest to do that. No, they did it as a vindictive move, 100% full intention of, what did this say? Here, let's go back and read this because it's important. Ending the rights of gun owners in 25 states. That was what they wanted to do. Their mission was accomplished. And the good people of Virginia and around the nation in those 25 states stood up and apparently slapped McAuliffe upside the head with a copy of the Constitution. When else might that happen in 2016? We sure have a lot to talk about together here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll be back with you tomorrow right here. Same seat, same time. Remember, until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And congratulations, Virginia. We'll have more on this tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.